You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm here just outside the Villa Vision van with Nick Sompal. So can you tell us about what you do and give us a brief overview of the van?
Sure. So yeah, I'm the project manager and optometrist for Villa Vision, which is a programme that's led by the Aston Villa Foundation, and that's the charitable arm of Aston Villa Football Club. So it's a project that I've led for the last 4.5, nearly 5 years, something we built from scratch. The project's all about engaging with the local community, particularly children, to raise the awareness around eye health, bridge some of those inequalities that exist in terms of access to eye care. So we provide vision screening and eye care services through our fully equipped eye care van that we have in front of us here.
And how many young people have you worked with so far, and how many schools have you visited?
Yeah, so over that period of time, we've now worked with, in terms of individual interventions, 15,000 interventions in that period. So that's a combination of workshops with around about 8,000 children. About 7,000 children have had a vision and colour vision screening check. We've done about 350 full eye examinations, and just under 500 pairs of complete glasses have been dispensed to children that ordinarily would have not had the support if Villa Vision hadn't visited their school.
It's a really, really kind of amazing number that you've covered, especially considering that time was over COVID as well. Should we step into the van and see what's in there?
So as you step into the van, we actually have what we call a combi unit. So it's the consulting chair where the patient would sit. Just above that is a computerized test chart. So that's what they'll. There's a mirror opposite the chair. So looking into the mirror, they'll get the screen in view, which is where they read the letters. Just to the left of the chair is a autorefractor, so that gives us an initial reading of what the prescription might be for that patient. And next to that is a slit lamp, which is just a form of microscope, so we can look at the various structures of the eye at the front and at the back. Just further down the van, we have a fundus camera, so that's a special camera that takes a photo of the very back of the eyes, and we can then show that image to them on a computer screen that's just to the side of that.
I bet kids love being able to see.
They're fascinated when they get to see. It's normally a or it's a wow. So we get both ends of the spectrum with that. Just on the other side then, we actually have what we call our dispensing area. So there's actually a selection on display for frames for both boys and girls, and it gives children quite a selection of choices. And what we've
lots
noticed,
of fun colours as well.
Lots of fun colours, yeah. Lots of sizes, shapes. We've never struggled to find a frame for a child. And I think what we found quite empowering for children is they're actually involved in the choice process. Often children that are taken to the local practice are told what frames they need to wear, but when you let the child choose themselves, the compliance also improves as well, so it's really fun for them. And also I have some stickers on the side as well for all those children that have an eye test, just a bit of a well done. So yeah, that's the van.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And do you think the van arriving at a space, they feel comfortable, and them having friends also going through the process kind of helps make it a bit less of a nerve-wracking experience?
Definitely. So the journey that a child goes through is they'll meet us in the workshop, so we'll be in the classroom with them. They'll have the vision screening check with us, so again they would have met us again. And then the fact that the van is on their school premises is very reassuring. And then we always have a teaching member of staff or their parent in for the eye test, so again hopefully that helps to settle their nerves. But we've already familiarized ourselves with each other, so that's usually quite reassuring for the child. But also the whole experience can be quite exciting as well. So often children are very excited when in the van because it's very different. It's very techie, as it's been described as well, which children really value and enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also go into the classrooms and give workshops, and you talked about doing remote workshops over COVID as well. How do children react to kind of learning more about their eyes and learning more about eye health?
So I think because we've made it a very fun and interactive workshop, it's just full of energy. The 1 hour is so intense and it goes so quickly, but intense in a very good way, because the children are almost saying to us, what's next? What are we going to do next? What do we get to try next? Because we have so many different experiences in terms of VR headsets, 3D glasses, eye models. So they're always doing something a little bit different and learning something new. So it's the workshops landed really well. As I said, every child that we engage with really enjoys that experience.
And in your keynote, you talked about how this van is even overcoming some football rivalries. And can you tell us about the Birmingham City mum?
Well, a lot of it is all tongue-in-cheek. There's nothing that is taken with any malice or too seriously. But yeah, there was an example where there's a parent whose child required glasses, and we prescribed some glasses for a child through the Villa Vision programme. The child was from a family that was a massive Birmingham City family of fans. And so the mother refused to come into the van when we fitted those glasses for that child, and also informed us that the case in which the glasses would go home in would go straight in the bin because it had the Villa Vision branding on it. But again, as I said, it was all in good humour. And she really valued the fact that we did identify that a child needed support with glasses. But yeah, it's just it's what we call a bit of football banter that we experience. We get it in the classroom as well, children shouting out that they're Man United supporters or Liverpool supporters or Man City supporters. But the universal language here is football and eye health, and they're the two messages that we're trying to get across in the classroom.
And you've got some figures as well about the difference it makes on young people. What's some of the feedback you've had from them about how they've changed their behaviour or starting to look after their eyes more?
We always give a child a feedback form at the end of the workshop just to understand what their opinion was of the workshop, where we can improve, but what we might have done well. And when 3/4 of those children telling us that they're going to do something different to protect their eyes for the future, for us that's hugely reassuring. It means that they've recognised that there's different things that they can do themselves to try and improve their eye health. And again, parents are telling us that they're taking that information home. And when we've got 1/3 of children choosing to use their screen more responsibly, again, that's massive, particularly with, you know, what's been in the media, where 1 in 3 children across the world are short-sighted. And research shows that that might be related to kind of a lot of screen use over COVID. If we can try and instill the right habits at a young age, it just means it helps to protect our eyes for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've talked about some ways that you would like to expand this project, maybe going to different areas and involving other football clubs or looking at different ages that you can include. Can you give us an overview of where you'd like to see kind of this expand over the next few years?
Yeah, I think what we've created and delivered within Birmingham really shows that there's a need for a service such as this. So for me, we've created such a great model in Birmingham that I'd love to be able to replicate that through other football clubs, because I think the power of using football and the power of a football brand is what I feel makes a massive difference in landing a type of project of this nature. So if we can then instill that similar kind of model in other football clubs across the country and help then support the areas that need that kind of eye care support within the areas that they work within, you know, that for me is a kind of a natural progression in terms of how we grow this initiative, and a huge milestone for me as well.
Well, thank you so much, Nick Sompal from Villa Vision, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.